Welcome to Weight Loss Hypnosis. This is hypnosis for effortless weight loss, leveraging the power of mind. I'm Mark Pettis. I serve as Director of Medical Education, Wellness, and Population Health at Berkshire Health Systems in Western Massachusetts. And this is an exercise, a guided exercise in hypnosis, as you will learn and experience. All hypnosis is self-hypnosis. I am simply a guide on this journey of life that you are at this moment. And hypnosis is a very effective way to create additional leverage over one's desire to change behaviors, which, as we all know, can be very hard to do. And I wanted to just, before we get into the actual hypnosis, share a few principles that I think are really important, as often I find there are many misconceptions about what hypnosis is and what the experience is like and what a person may notice before and after. And I would start from the place of considering the fact that the majority of our experiences of life on this planet are happening at a subconscious level, in a realm beneath the surface of the challenging waters that we navigate. That which is conscious, that which we are aware of, that which reminds us that we are alive and in this reality, represents a very small percentage of the information and experience and memory and knowledge that often we don't have access to in our day-to-day busy and hectic lives. And the more complex our lives have become in 21st century living, the less aware and connected we are to this amazing reservoir that is already within us. We come into the world with it. And I would make the case from a quantum physics perspective that the subconscious, that dimension outside our realm of day-to-day awareness, exists not just inside our bodies, but outside our bodies. That's kind of a radical thought in a materialistic landscape that we live in. Quantum physics is quite clear that the overwhelming majority, over 95% of our reality, is that which we cannot see or hear or measure, but indeed that which we can feel. And in our lives, we might experience that as intuition, as a hunch, as this gut feeling. That is the domain of the subconscious. And the great Nikola Tesla once said, to understand life, one has to think in terms of energy, vibration, and light. And the subconscious is the domain of energy, vibration, and light. And many of the aspects of our lives that influence how we think and feel and behave are happening at that level. We often will do things without necessarily realizing why we're doing them. We may have certain fears or patterns that, we sometimes wonder where they come from. And a lot of that is being influenced at this subconscious level, the realm of energy, light, and vibration. So one of the many ways that hypnosis and other mind-body tools empower individuals is it helps them minimize the background noise of their lives, of our lives, to kind of reach a state of calm and relaxation that more easily connects the conscious domain of an individual's life to that unconscious or subconscious domain of that individual's life, where there is an enormous amount of energy and intelligence and love and compassion. And so while one might have thought of these things as soft, as kind of, warm and fuzzy. Quantum physics is quite clear that our reality is much more nuanced and interesting and complex than that which we can see and hear and measure. And so that is one of the many interesting aspects of hypnosis and mind-body connection as we are understanding it in a 21st century scientific lens. So hypnosis is a state of altered consciousness that brings us and more deeply connects us to that subconscious intelligence. All hypnosis is self-hypnosis. People often, when they go to the doctor, expect the doctor to do something to them, to do something for them. A medication will do something to you, for you. Hypnosis is you managing you. All mind-body skills leverage the capacity that we all have as human beings to alter our reality through thought, through cultivation of certain emotions, particularly positive emotions, through healthy eating, through loving relationships. And so you are the hypnotist of you. I am your guide in this experience. So my role is to facilitate, to help walk with you. But I am only your guide. Everything else ultimately that you experience is that which you have created. And I think that that's just really important. All hypnosis is self-hypnosis. Under a hypnotic trance, if you will, you would not do anything that you would not ordinarily do. You would not say anything that you would not ordinarily say. It is simply a state of heightened awareness. People do not drift off into sleep and then wake up wondering what happened. Hypnosis is a state of heightened awareness. You're more tuned in to sound. You're more tuned in to feelings. You're more creative in your capacity to imagine. That is coming from within you and from what is around you in the form of energy, light, and vibration. And as I said, this is really achieving a state of deeper relaxation, moving beyond the hubbub and the background noise of day-to-day life, which is so loud. And people really begin to appreciate just how noisy it is when they allow themselves to immerse into these deeper, more relaxing and calm states. The other thing about hypnosis that is really important is that the hypnotist, and in this experience, I am that guide, will offer some suggestions that are very grounded in medical evidence, suggestions that may be very familiar to you, but suggestions that in this experience will be planted in your subconscious garden, this beautiful landscape that you need to become more familiar with, in ways that can begin to guide your conscious life. So you may eventually make a choice that you won't even have to think about when the intelligence of your subconscious and the unconscious realm begins to have free access to your day-to-day awareness. That's when the ease starts to trump the effort of the behavioral change. And that's really the secret sauce and where the rubber meets the road. So I'll be offering many suggestions that research would suggest in a hypnotic state will be received without judgment or less judgment, without a critical, skeptic eye, freeing yourself of the narratives that maybe guide how you interpret your reality, narratives that don't always serve us well. Hypnosis is not magic. This is not magic. This is you being the healer of you with the guidance of someone who is familiar with the roadmap. And the last thing I would say before we get into this experience is that weight loss is a tool, and as a tool, it works best when an individual is motivated, strongly motivated to change their behavior and confident they can do so. And as a part of a holistic lifestyle mosaic, so one still has to choose healthier foods and get more regular quality sleep and apply tools like hypnosis. Practice is so important. This isn't a one-time deal. This is like going to a trainer, and in this instance, I'm the hypnosis trainer, and then practicing on your own, getting better at it. The more you practice these mind-body skills, the more easily and effortlessly you will begin to access your subconscious. That's where the magic really begins, and it is at that level where you can transform your life. So integrating this with loving relationships and walking, regular movement, more time outdoors, more natural full-spectrum lighting, and again, you know, just thinking about food in a different way, mindfully choosing your food, thinking about where that food came from, the earth from which it grew, the sun and the rain from which it received its capacity to grow, the energy, the same energy that your subconscious, unconscious is made of, the vibration, the energy, the light, is also that energy which comprises all life on this planet. So food becomes something we are connected with, not something we use to satisfy some urge to eat. So I offer this context so that you can understand where I think this tool can be most helpful, how it can be helpful, and how in the context of an integrated lifestyle management program, one where you become the guide of you in a more conscious and thoughtful way, is really what this is all about. And your success will be most assured under those circumstances. So many of the suggestions that I will be focusing on are what I believe to be state-of-the-art 2017 evidence-based suggestions, some of which may be familiar to you. Some may sound different, and the whole point of planting these seeds during a hypnosis exercise is to minimize the filters that might otherwise allow it or interfere with that information reaching the place it needs to reach in an effort to guide your more busy, conscious, and complicated life each and every day. So a few of the suggestions that I will plant to set the stage for the hypnosis that will start in a minute or two is we're going to talk about the principle of letting go of processed foods. Any food that is processed will tend to be less compatible with your biology. And we're going to talk about ditching the carbohydrates, particularly the poor quality carbohydrates that are wreaking havoc with your health, sugar, flour, refined grain. And these are in foods and in soft drinks, artificial sweeteners. One has to understand that these are foods that do not love you. They will not be good to you or kind to you. In the same light, I want to plant the suggestion of moving beyond this mindset that fat is unhealthy for you. And while this research is still evolving, it's increasingly clear that food has its healing attributes or disease-promoting attributes, not by virtue of whether it is a carb or a fat or a protein, but by virtue of the quality of that carb or fat or protein. So in the example of the carbohydrate, we want to ditch the poor quality carbohydrates that are really, more than anything, fueling the epidemic of weight and chronic disease that we see. And recognizing that fat can be very good for you, in fact, is essential to your ability to lose weight and to be healthier. And healthier fats like eggs and full-fat organic dairy and butter, you know, particularly butter from organic sources, nuts, avocados, fatty fish like salmon, sardines, mackerel, anchovies, you know, grass-fed meats, full-fat cheeses, extra virgin olive oil, coconut oil. These fats, when from organic grass-fed pasture-raised sources, are essential to losing weight. And so I offer that suggestion as we embark on our hypnosis together. Plant-based foods, vegetables, are without a doubt the most compatible foods with human biology, and just really becoming reacquainted with the importance of greens and colored vegetables, and you know, introducing these back into your life is central to any effective weight loss program and health promotion program. There isn't a pharmaceutical on the planet, nor will there ever be, that has the power to transform your life like foods that Mother Nature have packaged will ultimately do. It's going to be critical that you take control of your environment. Many of the choices that we make are influenced by the environments we are in and how they're structured. So if we have a lot of junk food in our houses, you can think all you want about cutting back, but if they're there, you will engage, you will consume. So one has to more thoughtfully restructure their environments. What's in your kitchen cabinets? What's in your refrigerator? Do you have the right cookware? Do you have what you need in your office where you're spending most of your time at work, you know, snacks that you can go to, the quality of lighting, reminders to get up and to move every hour for even just a few minutes. So we have to take more thoughtful control of structuring our environments in ways that will make more likely when we are challenged, and we will be challenged. That's the other aspect of hypnosis. Challenge happens. Hypnosis doesn't eliminate the challenges to come. It changes the way that you interpret and respond to them. So the more thoughtfully we can design our environments to make healthy choices easier, the less frustrating and consuming, energy-consuming it will be to choose wisely. That is very, very important. And a science of behavioral economics has been created because of the profound importance of this research. And the Nobel Prize, the 2017 Nobel Prize in Economics, went to Richard Thaler, a behavioral economist who wrote a book called Nudge. And Nudge is all about how the choice architect of one's environment ultimately influences the choices they make. And one of the challenges of modern life is that the choice architecture of the grocery stores and the Walmarts and the box stores and the newspapers we read and the media that we look at, the choice architecture is designed to promote less healthy choices. And it's so important to be aware of that, because as you navigate more consciously and leverage some of this unconscious potential that hypnosis will reveal and cultivate for you, you will then be able to navigate again with more ease and with less effort. And that is essential to not only success, but sustaining that success. One has to address their behavior at this level. The two last principles that we will discuss will be the difference between eating to be healthy and eating to lose weight. Really what I would suggest to anyone who wants to lose weight is it's not about a diet. It's about eating to be healthy. The weight loss will be a secondary manifestation of that, because of the fact that foods that are good for your health will also enhance your metabolism, your hormones, your brain-body axis, your gut and your gut microbiome in a way that will give you a more optimal metabolic efficiency and greater health. And the last principle is that of self-love and self-compassion. And again, while these are often considered soft or taboo topics in more traditional medical contexts, when you look at the research of love, particularly from a quantum perspective, When you look at compassion from a mind-body neuroscience research perspective, it is clear that these states, when cultivated, can really begin to shift the way we think about who we are and how we navigate our lives. And many people that I work with who are struggling with their weight do so because on a deep level, often they don't love who they are. They don't perhaps care or have compassion for themselves. They see themselves as failures. Maybe their eating habits have come as a consequence of childhood abuse and adverse childhood events, and the contexts that lead to a more emotional eating feel more safe and protective. So this is work that can bring you to that level, and that can be challenging. And I'm convinced now at this time in my life that the more challenging the effort feels, the more important it is. There are many lessons to be learned from feeling more comfortable meeting those challenges head on, and hypnosis will allow you to do so. So let's start a hypnosis exercise. Find a place that's comfortable for you, ideally sitting in a chair that is supportive of your back, where you can lengthen your spine. Will be very, very important. And the straighter and longer your spine, the more freely your energy will begin to flow. And allow your hands to rest on your lap comfortably, feet planted on the floor, legs preferably not crossed. And allow your eyes to gently close. Most people find that a less distracting and more pleasant experience. And it's always good, if possible, to be in a place where you will not be interrupted, where you can have even 5-10 minutes of assured uninterruption. And as you get into that position, eyes gently closed, we will bring your attention to your breath and just notice what it feels like to inhale, softening your belly and allowing that diaphragm to work its way into your belly, filling your lungs from the bottom up. Exhaling slowly. Slowing your breath, deepening your breath. Maybe you've already had a busy day, so now it is time to bring your mind into your body and start to relax. All you have to do is listen. Everything will happen for you, easily, effortlessly. You don't have to do anything except relax. All hypnosis is self-hypnosis. And I am your guide here to help you relax more deeply, to give you access to the most powerful part of your mind, your subconscious mind. And with your next inhalation, just again, soften your belly, deepen your breath, filling your lungs from the bottom up, pausing for a moment at the peak of inspiration, and then exhaling slowly. And with each inspiration, imagine a feeling of confidence, well-being, peace, or equanimity within you. And with each breath, more relaxed. You might even feel lighter, more buoyant. And that's okay. Allow yourself to float, to release. Your mind is not confined to your body. You may find yourself floating above your body, outside your body. Let that go where it wishes to go. You might notice your mind wandering as you continue to breathe slowly and deeply. That is our mind's nature, to wander. You may have other thoughts that are competing with this moment. That is the nature of our minds. Observe that. Attach no judgment to those thoughts or any feelings you might have. Attach no judgment to whether you feel you're doing this well or not. You are perfect in this moment. And if you find your mind wandering, you can always come back to your breath and this peaceful state of floating, this wonderful state of tranquility. And it's at this level of tranquility that your subconscious becomes more accessible. And as you feel more comfortably relaxed without a care in the world, perhaps noticing more energy throughout your body, and the quantum physics research is clear that we are energy, light, and vibration. So as you sit relaxed, breathing more slowly and deeply, imagine a ball of light, a small ball of light. It might be the size of a baseball or a soccer ball. Notice that beautiful orange, yellow, white brilliance of the ball as it floats in front of your forehead and face. Feel the energy from that ball of light, the warmth. And as you do, notice the muscles around your forehead and eyes relaxing. Let them soften. And as that warm, energetic light works its way to your cheeks, to your nose, and to your mouth, just allow those muscles to soften, to relax. You might reposition your jaw to allow your jaw and tongue to relax. No tension. Just a very nice feeling of letting muscles that are working for you all day long to just unplug. And notice that ball of light as it begins to work its way downward into your neck, the front of your neck. That brilliant light, the warmth, the energy. And notice the light as it rotates in a 360-degree pattern around to the back of your neck, warming those muscles, softening those muscles. Just allow the connective tissue to become more relaxed. Maybe your neck and shoulders in this moment are feeling better than they have in some time. And notice that rotating orb of warm, beautiful, and brilliant light continuing to rotate around your body as it gradually works its way downward from your neck into your upper chest and shoulders. Down your arms. And because light is energy and vibration, it totally embraces your physical body. Outside, inside. There is no space that can escape this connection. This is the essence of our design. And let those muscles in your shoulder and upper arm, into your forearms, soften and relax, lengthen. And notice that feeling, that warmth and energy as it works its way into your hands and fingers that are resting on your lap. What a wonderful feeling it is to be more buoyant, perhaps floating. As our body becomes more relaxed, more comfortable. And allow that light to work its way into your lower abdomen and lower back. These core muscles do so much during the day to try to keep us upright. And allow the muscles of your abdomen and that light to penetrate into the organs of your abdomen, into your back, more relaxed, more comfortable, more calm. And observe that light as it works its way into your hips and legs. Each breath more relaxed, softening the muscles of your body. Only the chair is holding you up. And let that warmth work its way into your calves and knees and all the way into your feet. Each breath more relaxed, each breath deeper. Releasing the tension deep within your body. With each exhale, allowing that tension to leave your body, breathing it out. And as you leave the stresses of the day behind, you are present in the now, in this moment. And it is only this moment that matters. Relaxing deeper and deeper, and yet more aware, perhaps, than you have been all day. And in this warm and comfortable and relaxed state, bring into your mind's eye the image of how you wish to look and feel. And allow your consciousness to sharpen that image. What do you look like? Perhaps you are moving, How does that movement feel? Perhaps less pain? More agile? And as you observe yourself, as you wish to look and feel, what are the emotions that you notice? Are they happy? Hopeful? Perhaps angry or sad? Observe yourself as you desire to be. Our consciousness, that which we see, hear, feel, helps create the reality that we desire. And as you imagine yourself, as you wish to look and feel, you're seeing yourself in a more harmonious, liberated, and perhaps happy way. Liberating yourself from the patterns of thinking and feeling and behaving that have convinced you that meaningful change is not possible. Your subconscious, your unconscious, the spirit is both inside you and outside of you. And while it is connected to your thoughts, feelings, and your body, it transcends them as well. You have thoughts, and you are not your thoughts. You have feelings, and you are not your feelings. You have a body, and yet you are so much more than your body. The narratives most familiar to you are like prison walls. But in this relaxed state that you are in, more comfortable, more open, you can set yourself free when you are ready. And because you are here, you are ready. Consciousness, from which all material things emerge, from our understanding of quantum physics, also shapes our reality. When you find yourself struggling and ambivalent, imagine the difference between experiencing short-term pleasure, perhaps that which brought you here, from that which brings long-term happiness, what you desire to be. Imagine the person you wish to be. Create and become that person. Many choices we make in the foods that we like to eat, that we really love, are foods that can bring us great pleasure, reward. The dopamine in the brain feels really wonderful. But activating those pathways is not essential to experiencing happiness. And the difference between something that brings us pleasure will often be the last thing we need to bring us happiness. That distinction is so important. With every breath, you open yourself to choosing food more wisely and find that you will lose interest in junk food like white flour, sugar, sweets, desserts, and convenience foods. Junk foods will not interest you anymore. They are an echo of the past. And you will want to avoid soda and other sweet soft drinks because you know the sugar and corn syrup are undermining your health and your happiness. The sheer thought of sugar, flour, and processed junk foods will elicit a strong image of you at your current weight, perhaps standing in front of a full-length mirror, naked, telling it like it is. When your food choices are aligned with what your needs are, your will strengthen and start to transform your biology. Everything will begin to change. Your confidence and satisfaction will grow and accelerate. The future will appear brighter, a choice over which you will have greater influence. And the more you move toward natural, unprocessed foods, the more weight you will lose effortlessly. That's right, effortlessly. What you desire is not to eat to lose weight, but to eat to be healthy, to eat to be well. Losing weight will be a natural and effortless byproduct of that alignment. As you float in this beautiful state of relaxation, feeling the warmth of that brilliant orb moving around your body, enjoying slow, relaxed, and deep breaths, I offer these additional suggestions. Suggestions that will continue to inform and guide you and the choices you make each and every day in your new relationship with food. Key to this new relationship is shifting from thinking about eating to lose weight to eating to be healthy. Here are 12 life-transforming suggestions. Accept, open, without judgment, with compassion, and with love for who you are and the reason that you are here right now. The first, control your environment. None of us has the willpower to avoid temptation after temptation, and the more stressed our lives are, the harder it is to meet the challenge of temptation. So start to take inventory of what is in your environment that is not serving you well and abandon it. And take inventory of the things that you need to be healthier. And stock your refrigerator and cabinets, perhaps cookware and things that can help with preparation and storage that can make you more successful. The second is to remember the difference between pleasure and happiness. Pleasure is a short-term feeling that many of the foods that you wish to let go of bring you. There is a reason we are drawn to them. But each time you think about that relationship, bring yourself and your attention to the difference between pleasure, that which may bring you short-term satisfaction, from true happiness, that which will set the stage for each and every day and each and every moment of your life. More resilient, less prone to the ups and downs, more steady. The difference between pleasure and happiness is critical. The third suggestion is to cultivate as much love and compassion for who you are as you possibly can. In order to fully and attentively care for ourselves, we have to love and have compassion for who we are. And that love lives in the realm of the subconscious, the unconscious. The more we can tap into that reservoir, the more we can liberate that capacity for self-care and self-compassion. The fourth suggestion is to eliminate or minimize all processed sugar, grain-based flour. These foods, and anytime you think about ingesting these foods, you should picture yourself in front of that full-length mirror after the shower, buck naked, in your current state. See that. How does that feel to you? And is the choice you are about to make likely to reinforce that or remedy that? Become more comfortable eating healthier fats, organic dairy, full fat dairy, butter, fermented dairy like yogurt, eggs, pasture-raised meats, poultry, fish, avocados, nuts. Fat is your friend if the source of that fat is of high quality. And ditch some of the unhealthy fats, fats that you find in processed foods, trans fats, poor quality vegetable oils, like corn oil, safflower oil, canola oil. These omega-6 fats are sabotaging the goals that you desire. So lowering your intake of carbohydrates and liberalizing your intake of healthy fats is critical on this journey. Consume 2 to 3 cups of vegetables a day. Vegetables are the cornerstone of healthy nutrition. Their fiber diversifies your gut ecosystem. The nutrients will totally transform your biology. Explore as many ways as you can to introduce this as a central aspect of your new program for life and weight. Avoid extreme hunger. Do all you can to avoid states where extreme hunger will 100% of the time overwhelm your capacity to choose wisely. Eating more quality fats and protein and diminishing poor quality carbohydrates will give you more satiety, will reduce your cravings. And if you need an occasional snack, like a boiled egg or nuts or an avocado, a piece of fruit, notice the difference in how you feel in terms of energy and appetite. Smaller portions will become more satisfying, and your desire to snack and to eat junk food will diminish each and every day. And lastly, for a couple of days a week, perhaps 1, 2, or even 3 days a week, try consuming all of your healthier food over a shorter time frame. We call this time-restricted eating. An example of that would be eating all of your food over a 10-hour period and then fasting for 14 hours. You can drink water, coffee, or tea during that 14-hour fast. But time-restricted feeding is a powerful health-promoting strategy that will kickstart your metabolism, reduce your weight, help you burn more fat, improve your thinking, mood, quality of life, your sugar, your blood pressure, reduce your risk for cancer. We've evolved to be eating during shorter windows of time. In modern life, we have gotten away from that. With each day, you will introduce these food principles into your daily lifestyle, which will lead to an effortless weight loss, better health, productivity, and happiness. This is how you were designed to live, as the generations before you did, in harmony with nature and all that comes from nature. When you chew more slowly and honor the origins of your food, you'll be amazed at how good your food tastes. Whole, unprocessed foods speed up your metabolism. Eating fewer carbs and healthier fats will help you burn fat and reduce your cravings. Food is medicine. Food is information. And you will find with each passing day that you'll be more aware of the connection between the quality of the information you are eating and in relationship with, and how you feel as a consequence of the quality of that information. Follow these principles to lose weight effortlessly. Repeat these in your mind if you start to feel you're losing your way. And if you do feel like you are losing your way, which we all do and will, find a quiet place where you can be uninterrupted for 5 or 10 minutes. Bring your attention to your breathing as you slow and deepen your breath. And picture yourself as you are today, perhaps, that full-length image that perhaps you wish to move on from. And contrast that image and how you feel as you contemplate that image with an image of how you desire to be, to look, and to feel. And how you feel as you contemplate that image. Pause, take a deep breath, leverage that imagery, and then get on with your life and what you need to do. As your weight diminishes and your clothes feel more loose, you'll notice how much more nimble and younger you feel. You'll notice how much energetic and alive you feel. Each day will bring new possibility perhaps that you have thought was no longer possible in your life. You may find that many of the narratives that have formed the basis of your reality are no longer true. And you will notice that you're more relaxed in your everyday life. Your self-confidence, your self-esteem, and well-being will increase. You'll shift from thinking about the foods you love to thinking about the foods that love you. And always remember, you are unique and wonderful. There is nobody else in the world like you. Change your thoughts, change your reality, and change your destiny. And now it's time to think about coming back to the present, getting ready to gently stretch and open your eyes and feel love and kindness for yourself. This blissful state of relaxation will continue with you throughout the evening, day, hours to come. When you wake up each day, you will feel more refreshed and full of energy, ready for a new life and fresh beginnings. Each day, in every way, you will feel better. Your clothes will fit more loosely. You will have more energy. You will be mindful of the difference between pleasure and happiness. You'll have more joy. And you will think more clearly and be more creative. Each day, in every way, your determination will grow, and your desire to choose healthy options will strengthen. Each day, your desire to choose healthier foods will get stronger, and your desire to choose unhealthy options will become so weak as to fade away as remnants of the person you used to be. Your cravings will diminish and eventually disappear as you rewire your brain and bring balance to the hormones that have hijacked your metabolism. Before you open your eyes, notice how at peace you are and how confident you feel. Return to the image of your future self and remember to bring this up whenever you feel overwhelmed or tempted. The more you recreate this image and the feelings that are associated with it, you will alter your consciousness in a way that will ease the effort. And if any doubts emerge, remind yourself, I can do it. I must do it. I will do it. Now is the time. I can do it. I must do it. I will do it. Now is the time. And as I count backward from 5 to 1, you will slowly and gradually transcend the state of blissful relaxation that you're experiencing. 5, perhaps a little bit more aware of the room that you're in. 4, slowly moving your toes and your feet and your fingers. 3, more aware of your environment and the moment you are in. 2 and 1, eyes fully open, entering the present moment, relaxed and confident for the moments to come. So I hope you enjoyed that self-hypnosis and hypnosis exercise. I would guide you, if you would like a copy of this, to download. It can be found at www.thehealthedgepodcast.com. In addition, there is a podcast on weight and metabolism that takes some of the suggestions that were planted during this hypnotic state and elaborate in much more detail if you're interested in some of the science. And lastly, there are a few PowerPoint slides that you can also look at, which reiterate some of the principles that we reviewed. I'm Mark Pettis. I am delighted that you have listened to this hypnosis for weight loss exercise. I wish you well on your journey and have full confidence that you can create the reality you so strongly desire. Peace and be well.